You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is retired U.S. Army General Paul Vallely. His latest book is Blood for Our Future. We want to get his thoughts today as President Obama is expected in the coming days to announce in more detail his policy towards our military efforts in Afghanistan. And General, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg, for having me.
Well, during the campaign, the president made it very clear that he's looking to phase down in Iraq, almost regardless of the conditions there, and add more troops to Afghanistan. What sort of recommendations are the military commanders there putting forward to him, and what do you expect him to send to Afghanistan?
Well, as I understand it, Greg, now they're going through any modifications and really looking at what President Obama would like to do based on previous recommendations, even before the election, that they plus up and create what would be another surge in Afghanistan with another probably 30,000 troops in order to salvage what could be stabilization in Afghanistan. So I think that'll be forthcoming. It'll either be that surge or be a modification of it.
What's your assessment right now, General, from what you know, from the briefings you've seen about the situation in Afghanistan right now? Many experts are saying it's far more dire than Iraq, certainly at this point, and that urgent direction is needed in terms of a new strategy, almost kind of like where we were a couple years ago in Iraq.
Well, I think that's exactly it. Relooking to actually put in a strategy that can work, certainly being there since 2001, as we've gone on, it appeared from the people that I talked to in Afghanistan that there hasn't been a clear-cut strategy over there. The strategy to bring democracy to Afghanistan has not worked for the most part. The tribal leaders are still in charge in the outlying areas. The central government is corrupt. The narco-terrorism has increased where the estimates are that 80% of the heroin from the poppy fields is providing the world's supply now to that percentage. You have a continued buildup in the tribal areas and in Pakistan, which is feeding trained Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters. You have then the Russian move to basically work with and shut down any supply routes, air routes, as they pressured Kyrgyzstan to terminate the base rights there, which is one of our main air route into there.
Talk about that a little bit more, General, because that closing off of our access to the base in Kyrgyzstan didn't get a ton of attention, but how significant is that?
Very significant, and it's a move by the Russians to put pressure on the United States, and once you cut off those supply routes, then you have to look at other routes, how to supply logistically into the forces in Afghanistan. You also had a very large bridge, which was destroyed by the Taliban on a route that comes in from Pakistan. Most of the land supplies and logistics do come through Pakistan into Afghanistan. So by Russia's move, by Taliban move, the aim is to basically isolate the forces in Afghanistan. We have almost 20,000 at Bagram Air Force Base there that has been established. And it's almost a scenario, not much unlike Vietnam, where we created these large bases, but you have only a small percentage of the forces that are actually fighting the battle out there. Even with the growth of the security forces of the Afghan army, you still have much of the country that is not controlled and not secure. And that can be rendered very valid by the attacks they had in Kabul last week. So you have a NATO force that's basically ineffective, not totally, but certainly not working. So NATO's become a very dysfunctional force over there, though we have some great British-Canadian troops that are fighting quite well. But as I've been told, there is no overall strategy. There's no unity of command. You have NATO sort of doing their own thing. We have a three-star general there running basically overall multinational forces. But certainly there's just not, again, strategy for victory and win. I mean, after, some 7-8 years now, things are getting worse. So I think a total relook at the strategy, how we reposition our forces, and we should not spend any more money on trying to bring democracy there because they're not ready for it and they're not accepting it.
General, do you believe American forces and coalition forces have learned the lessons from previous military campaigns in that country? It was said when we went in, be careful because look what happened to the British, look what happened to the Soviets.
Right.
Have we properly learned and applied the lessons of those situations?
No, we haven't. And the fact is that, again, you have an enemy doing cross-border operations. You have a poppy-filled heroin funding the terrorist forces. We have a State Department that won't change their strategy on the poppy fields. There's been a very good program presented that would basically buy the poppy and process the heroin for morphine for the pharmaceutical industry. And that's been proposed by the Senlis, S-E-N-L-I-S, Council. But our State Department won't think out of the box. We could capture most of that narco trade by putting it into a legitimate worldwide pharmaceutical business. So you have a lot of things that are playing there, but the corruption in Kabul is, to me, it's beyond repair almost at this time. So the question is, what kind of a strategy do you develop? And I'm not sure we have the strategic thinkers there that are going to redo a strategy that's going to be effective. This idea of setting up large bases, just like we did in Iraq, we did in Vietnam, is not the way to solve this unconventional war.
Well, General, we'll hear from the president apparently within the next few days, and we'll certainly look forward to talking to you and get your reaction to what he does have to say. Thanks very much for your time today, as
okay,
always.
Okay, Greg. Thank you.
Retired U.S. Army General Paul Vallely, latest book, Blood for Our Future. This is Dateline Washington.